What is up, hopers?
And what is really good, dopers?
Welcome into episode
595.
By my guy.
That's all we
can do, man. A tie-dye tie.
Oh, a tie-dye tie. That's
a tie-dye tie. When I rob a hot, but I rob a hot like a man,
So, guys, this is 595.
So we're here.
It's 595.
We're fucking. Well, we're actually not here, but.
Well, you guys are here with us.
Yes.
We're distant. I might sound a little more gay than I normally do. I'm fighting off something, but
yeah, Mikey's
like Leo says in Wolf, dude. The show must go on.
He does say that, like, probably 16,000 other movies probably say that as well.
100%.
But I love 100%. How you quote a Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah, why not?
And guys,
it's my guy.
Listen. If Mikey sounds a little down tonight,
yeah,
that's because he just got railed. You know what I mean?
He
just got railroaded by sickness. Yes. That is...
Something's banging me, dude.
Something's banging him, giving him chills, which sometimes is good, sometimes is bad.
No, not good chills. Throat hurts, fucking headache. It feels like the beginning of knock on wood, I'm literally knocking on it for you. But I took the test, and no, I'll take another one tomorrow, but got to play it safe, dude. I can't get operation, can't get other Mikey sick.
No.
I'll never do it again.
Yeah, I'll never do it again. Nope.
But,
never do it again.
But guess what, guys?
We're here. We're ready.
We're going to talk about some stuff, man.
And
it's
we just
be fun.
Did a review to Dune Part 2.
That's right, dude.
Link
that is correct.
In the bio, as the kids say.
Link in the bio.
Link in the
bio,
dude.
Mikey, do you want a replica Dune dagger?
Whose dagger are we talking?
I mean, probably whatever the Chalamet sees or
uses
in the first
one. Oh, the Chalamet little, like, yeah, that's kind of cool, man. You know what I mean?
Kind of cool, right?
That's kind of cool.
I saw a file the other day, a STL file to print, which was like a working
from
thumper.
From St. Louis? That's pretty cool.
Okay. Yeah. It was a working dune thumper. I'm like, oh, that's pretty sick.
Oh, that's cool. But like, how would you like display that?
You have to print it. Nah, you'd have to like literally just put it in your sandbox.
Yeah, like you'd have to lean on something because those things are like they're like the stakes I use to like put the like, you know, animatronics in and shit like that. So, but that's a pretty cool thing.
Oh, you'd be kind of sick?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what'd be sick, dude? You get like an aquarium, you fill it with sand, and you just let it do its thing.
That's cool. And then you build little mini sandworms or something like that. That's pretty cool, dude.
Oh,
yeah.
That's actually pretty sick. All right. I won't work on it. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. No, yeah. Don't do that.
Nah,
we got bigger, better things coming out of the horizon.
It's a great point.
The
no
Verizon
fuck.
Wireless.
Mikey, the shop is coming along. I saw some great pictures.
I sent Mikey a photo today. I was there working for about 5 hours today. I got all the racks up, though. It's fantastic.
Oh, it looks great, guys.
Racks,
I'm sure you'll see it soon.
The racks are up on the wall, dude. Shit is coming along. Except
racks on
Amazon. You buy so I bought these you know, they're like, I forgot what they're called, but they're like the black rack wired racks.
Mm-hmm.
And but they don't come with brackets. You have to buy the brackets, right? So I bought the same bracket. I bought like 224 cases of brackets, right? So that's an even
Barack
number.
Obama.
That's 48, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Get to the last rack that I'm putting up today, and it's the last rack that I'm putting up in the store. And I go, I'm counting my brackets, and I go, holy shit, dude. This ain't the NCAA. I got no bracket, dude. They shorted me a bracket. And you have to put four on each and tighten it so that the rack is tight.
Sure.
And I go, I've never had Amazon short me something.
No.
You know, if I'm buying, and I've bought in like clips and all these other shit for the shop.
Sure,
that I bought.
Sure.
I've never been shorted yet. And I'm like, it's weird. And then the last bracket that I had, Mikey, was not welded properly. And immediately it was like bent, and I tried to rebend it back. It just broke right in half. Like it was.
No.
So they really fucked me with two of them. So I'm like, are you? So now I just have to order another 24 pack for $48.
Oh.
Ridiculous. But it's good to have backup brackets, right?
No,
everybody
backup,
always
backup,
says that.
Dude, Baracus.
Backup Baracus on Baracus. Back up that ass unless I attack us. And if he attacks us, then I'm going to fucking rap us with the fucking rapture when I attack her like a black actor. But no, it was just weird because Amazon's never fucked me like that. I've been fucked before, but not by Amazon like that.
By Amazon.
It was really weird.
I got a Matthew McConaughey shirt from HBO's
True Detective.
True Detective by accident. I was supposed to get, that's the first time I ever got something like really
by accident
from Amazon. Isn't that weird? And it's a girl's medium, and I go, I can't. What am I going to do with this, dude? It was soft, though, so I gave it away.
Wait, but did you order a shirt?
Yeah.
Oh, yep. They just sent you the wrong shirt, you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh,
got it. I've never had that, though. I've never had an Amazon shirt show up, and it wasn't what I ordered. It was weird.
The only time I ever had that, and I think it was when we were doing the podcast, is when I first moved into this house. I got two, and these weren't even my orders. I just got two pairs of women's Nike sneakers delivered to my house. The same exact pair in two different sizes delivered to my house. And I'm like,
whoa.
They were the old Nike Cortezes. Remember the Nike Cortezes?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, yeah, they were two. They were like purple. And I'm like, what? And they're like little mini. I'm like, what the fuck are these, dude?
Oh,
I didn't order
Lord.
Them. I had no idea who ordered them. It said my address on it.
Yo.
So it wasn't like, you know, 10, whatever. I was like, what the fuck, dude? No.
It was the ghost of the woman who used to live there.
That's a long time. I mean, yeah, old people do wear Nike Cortezes. I'll give you that.
Cortez. Remember that battle rapper Cortez?
Bro,
he was terrible.
Listen, we got some shit to speak about. When that third round come around, we got some shit we need to speak about.
Why did he always say that? It was
and
so
then
annoying.
I'd be so excited to get the third round, and then he just wouldn't say shit. Like, it'd just be nothing. Like, the setup never lived up to, like, what he was, you know, the payoff never lived up to the setup.
I wonder if it's still going strong. And we've been out of that
it
game
might
for a while.
Be. I mean, I'm still pipping and popping in and out.
You're still
like
popping in and out,
checking around over here. You know, like I go back and I'm like, hey, what's going on?
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
why not?
Top 15 worst, you know, battle rap bars ever.
Oh, that's
whatever,
a good one.
You know, that's fun. You know.
Holy shit, there it is. And guys, I'm sorry, I went away from the mic to do that. I apologize.
That was very nice of you.
Oh man,
but
sorry. Thanks.
What I didn't know was making a comeback. So I've been at the shop working, right, trying to get it open and everything, right? But I've had seven people that I've talked to just from going in and out or whether people are popping their heads in ask me if I'm going to be selling baseball cards.
No.
Dude, crazy. I got a message from, I think, the West Hill baseball coach. Yeah, because it was West Hill Vikings baseball Instagram, and I got a message from
I was gonna say toys and collectibles, that's true.
From him, and then he was like, oh shit, my bad. Like, he messaged me something about you have baseball cards, and then I messaged him back. He's like, oh shit, dude, my bad. I meant to message you from my personal account like that. I'm like, nah, it's all good, man. So that's why I think he's the West Hill baseball coach. I think he's like a 45-year-old guy. You know, he's like kind of he's not like a 70-year-old guy.
But he was
like, oh, dude, you gonna be selling baseball cards? I'm like, eh, I don't know, not at first. I'm like, my dad has some old cards that I might, you know, throw in. I'm like, I don't really know the game.
Sure.
He's like, dude, I'll help you with everything. I'll help you with da-da-da-da-da-da-da. He listed all these things. I'm like, oh, shit, man. I'm like, I might take you up on the offer, but, you know, I don't know.
No.
But
don't go to that weird. Mikey, I got you when it comes to Beckett. I got you when it comes to cars. Don't
well, you know what's
it.
Hot right
care.
Now are the...
What's up?
I wrote them down because the guy told me, and I think two people have told me, they are the... And if baseball card people listen, they're going to be like, what are you talking about? Of course, they're like, who doesn't know these? Oh, the blaster boxes, dude.
Oh, how come that sounds familiar?
Blaster, because they've been around forever, but they're like making a comeback now. Blaster boxes, dude. And this guy came in today and he's like, you gonna be selling baseball cards? And I'm like, nah, I don't know, maybe not at first, I don't really have any. And he goes, oh man, he goes, yeah, because there's nowhere around here. He's like, you know, it's fucking Walmart or something like that. He goes, they don't have them anymore. He's like, it's just, and I'm like, oh shit, okay. But like, in my head, I'm like, oh, that's cool. Like, but I'm not gonna become a sports memorabilia. Like, that's just not
gonna be my business.
Right?
Nope.
I might have a bookcase with shelves on it and might have a bunch of blaster boxes on them, you know? Like, who knows? But I'm not turning into a fucking sportsman. I'm just not doing it. It's just not happening, you know? So.
It's the big motherfuckers that have tons of packs. I get it. From 4 to 15. Yeah, it's just like having like unopened packs.
That's what's hot is people get packs and they open it and see what's in there. I've seen them on like live. You probably seen them on live streams or, you know, the gay streams. I don't know what you watch. But
yeah, well, you don't want to know.
I don't want to know. But anyway, it's just been weird how many like older, not even older, some younger, but white people, white guys have been like, you sell baseball cards? Sell baseball cards? And I'm like,
100%.
Does my logo look like I sell baseball cards? You know what I mean? Like,
not at all.
That was rhetorical, of course, man.
But
my fucking logo
people,
looks like a devil doing some weird shit.
People love the word collectibles, though.
I know.
And they think that you're
everything.
Like, oh, so you're going to have everything. That's cool. All right, you'll be my one-stop shop for a Ken Griffey rookie.
You're going to have Star Wars shit from 1978, and then you're going to have the Ken Griffey Jr. rookie card. Absolutely. Everything in between. It's like, dude, come on, man.
nah, we
but
can't do all
that. I will
that.
Adapt to my customer base, so don't you fret, customers. Don't you fucking fret. I will adapt,
Mikey,
but I'm not changing the entire store. That's all I have to say. Okay, sorry.
You know, dude, look, you're going to adapt. Excuse me. And you're going to have hot items and maybe some behind the fucking, you know, behind the scenes items, too. You never know.
Mikey, listen. I'm going to start getting you to fucking... I'm going to start paying you, dude, to pump out some shit. And then I just give you the schadol.
Oh, you're a little commish.
Wholesale. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, a little commission.
You just, you're just giving me it for wholesale, you know? So, and then you give it to me for fucking 30, I sell for 60. It's like, there you go. We both make money, you know? And not like all shit you got to paint, like just like not like crazy shit. You know what I mean?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Like just like small little cool shit that you can just print out and then maybe spray.
Sure.
You know, like just like spray all one color and then
one
I can just
color.
Throw it in the thing, you know?
I like that idea, dude.
I'm just saying,
like that
you got 3D printing powers. I have a storefront. Let's combine some shit. That's all I'm saying,
Mikey,
dude.
Come on, dude. You already know I'm in. I can't wait. I'm honored. I'm privileged. I'm all the cool things.
And guys, we've been talking
people.
About this for months, but I'm just saying, you know, like, I'm just saying it again is what I mean.
Yeah, it's out there.
No, it's not like this is the first time we've been like.
No. But whenever you do your soft or grand opening, I'm giving a speech. It's going to be heartfelt.
Well, dude,
and
thank you.
You know.
But
yeah,
I was wondering,
welcome.
Do I get a ribbon and a scissor? You know what I mean?
Yes.
I'm like,
yes. The answer is yes.
I think I get a red ribbon.
Mikey,
and
we
got to
do a
scissors.
Thing. We got to film it.
You know?
We got to get big scissors. We're going to have all our friends there.
Get
it's
the mayor
be dope.
To come on down, maybe, if he's not.
Nah, she's a
fucking.
Kids?
Yeah, oh, yeah. It's
kids.
That liberal woman. I remember. You're right.
Yeah, we don't want her.
Yeah, Malloy sucked. We got this other woman. Yeah.
Yeah, to my mind, she looks like Irma, whatever her name is, from Curb. I have no idea.
No, she's
what
like
she
a younger blonde woman. She's like a younger blonde woman.
Oh.
Yeah.
Bring her on in.
Yeah, that'll ring up your interest there. Yeah.
Yeah, and she's no Anya Taylor-Joy, but I
no, get it. No. But yeah, enough about the shop. That was it.
Not enough about the shop, Mikey.
It's wild, though. So I've had it for 10 days, basically. You know, a little bit over because we started Saturday, so it's like 11, 12 days, whatever, but that's all I've had it for, and it's like almost, I'm not saying it's done, but it's like I'm way further than I thought I would be by this mark, basically, is what I'm saying. Like, I was like looking around like, holy shit, this is like, you know, it's really getting close, it's coming along, dude, you know?
You gotta let me know we're bringing in the merch.
Yeah, exactly. I gotta, you know,
to help unload.
I just picked up my square scanner yesterday from Best Buy.
Nice.
$300, dude, from fucking Best Buy. Yeah, $300 this fucking thing. But it's
Square's
cool.
Square's running a racket.
Because it prints out the people's receipts, or you can text or email. So it's not like I have to take your email or your number.
Sure.
Yeah, it actually prints your little receipt, and you do all the shit by yourself on that pad. So I just say, boom, and then you do everything. Otherwise, Square has a reader that's literally looks like a coaster. Nothing on it, no screen, nothing.
Yep.
And you just tap it or insert your card and that's it. There's no nothing. So that I could have bought that for like $100 or this for $280. And I'm like, I'm getting this. This is way.
Yeah, go official.
I got this place for years. You know, I'm in a years, 3-year lease, whatever it is. So I'm like, fuck it. I'm doing it that way. So I went to Best Buy,
be a staple.
Picked it up, right? Then I'm looking around, I'm going, I need a TV for the store, right? But I'm like, I'm not spending a lot of money. I'm cutting corners all over the place. So I go, let me see what kind of cheap TVs they have, right? But I go, what size am I going to get? At my house, I have a 55, which is like, I like that. Some people say, it's too small. I like a 65. I'm like, you guys are fucking crazy.
Like, I like 55. 55
is like the perfect size, man. So, and my store is long and narrow. So, like, if I get a 65, that's gigantic because the walls are not that. It's not like a square. It's a long rectangle, you know. And the walls, this TV's going on one of the walls, so that's just like insane to get a giant TV. But I'm like, I'm not spending a lot of money, so let me go see what kind of like deal. You know, when you walk into Best Buy and they have like TVs like just like out in boxes,
of course,
with like the sale on them. So that's what I went to look for, and bro, I found an Amazon. It's the Insignia, but it's the Amazon Fire Stick TV.
Oh, sure.
That has the Fire Stick built into it, basically. So all the apps and shit, but it's like Amazon's one. Dude, because I have a 55. I didn't want to get a 65. It was too big. And I'm like, is 55 enough? I'm like, for the store, like for the field? I'm like, I don't know. Dude, 58-inch TV.
What?
Isn't that crazy?
I've never heard of that
Mikey, never heard of it. Never heard
of
it.
I've been here for 37 years. Never heard of that once.
Me neither. And I saw it and I go, is this right? And I looked at the box like 1,000 times, and it's like, yep, 57.9 diagonal. I'm like, what? This is the wow. I'm like, this is the perfect size. It's a little bit bigger than my 55, but way smaller than a 65. I'm like, this is it. And it was $230 bucks, dude.
Bro, TVs have come such a long way. Crazy.
Let's fucking go. Because I'm like, this is at the shop. I don't care what it fucking, you know, I don't need the best picture at my... Because I was a nut. I used to spend like a $1,500, $2,000 on a TV, like a maniac.
Sure, I remember.
Because we love TV. We want to, you know, we want the best picture. So, I won best picture. La La Land. No, seriously.
Yeah. Moonlight. No, seriously. You guys won it. Moonlight. You won.
But anyway, I was just shocked that I can get a 58-inch, which is a crazy size that I thought didn't exist, and for like $235. Like it was crazy to me. I was blown away.
Dude, that's like 58 of my dicks.
That's well. Depends on what time of day, Mikey. I'll tell you that.
Never mind. 116.
There you go. Kidding. There you go.
So well, anyway, dude, congrats.
I got
that.
I threw it in the shop. It's just in the box.
Oh, you already got it.
No, well, yeah, I bought it.
Oh, it's in the box. In the box. It's I didn't just know if you
still
put it up
no, because I gotta put it on the wall. I gotta get a wall mount. Oh, that's like the last. I just want to get it in the shop. I've done so much in the past 2 days. It's crazy. So,
are you gonna get it opposite of the like so counter. That way when you're at the counter you can watch it?
It's exactly where it is. It's like opposite the counter, and it's gonna be up like right. You know. Like, right, like, kind of, not level with the counter, but a little bit up from the height of the counter, maybe. But, yeah, it's right across from the counter, right there. So, when people are checking out, they can be like, oh, what's on? Oh, you got Halloween on. Oh, it's cool, man. What do you think of this one?
So sick.
We're talking about Halloween 5. Halloween 5 is on, Mikey. Halloween 5
Jamie,
is on.
When Jamie's at her hottest, to be honest.
Jamie.
Well, dude, I can't wait for it. It's going to be sick. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be touching stuff and helping people not touch stuff.
Yes, you know? There you go. That's a good way to say
it. And Bello, hands off the merchandise, Shawn Michaels.
And guys, if you don't know what we're talking about, Mike's Monsters, Toys and Collectibles, Stamford, Connecticut. Check it out.
Instagram. Mikey put the link in the bar below.
Yeah, Mike's Monsters CT. For some reason, Instagram links don't work in here. It's weird. Mike's Monsters CT. Go check it out. Yeah, sometimes I put in like instagram.com/Mike's Monsters CT, but it doesn't pop up as a clickable. It's applicable, but it's not a clickable.
I don't like that.
So
they don't know what they're
doing.
But
that's what I'm talking. If you guys are like haven't listened in, because I know some people flip and flop. They're like, I haven't listened to you guys in 6 months. I don't know what the fuck you're doing. You know.
I know. So that's true. And again, a lot of times, Mikey, there's some first time listeners, so we have to take everybody into account.
There you go, dude. You know what? Even when you're getting sick, dude, you're on it. You're fucking on it, dude. I feel bad that you're getting sick. It sucks.
No,
man.
That's all right. I know it does suck, but thank you, and you're very kind. Now I'm at the point though, like if somebody knocked on the door and it was like the government, and they go, "Hey, so look, like, do you want us to just end you?" I go, "I don't care." Like I'm at the you know what I mean?
That's point.
That's how you just, when you know you're just not feeling like you go, all right, just do just, it. Like, what am I going to put up a fight, Mikey?
So I got a question.
Put up a fight?
How much money, the least amount of money that you would have to get up right now, open your door, go out to your car, and drive your car around the block and then go back to your apartment? What's the least amount of money that you would get up and do that for right now?
Look, you know me. I would definitely... do that. That wasn't that bad. If you said drive to Stamford, I'd be like, dude, it's going to be a minute.
You would die.
Drive around the block. God, it's going to be so cold. I'm so cold.
Minimum.
Around the block, I'm back. I got to go downstairs. It sucks. I would do it for like $250.
Oh, okay. All right. So I would say, it's a level of sickness that probably, okay. That's all right. It's a pretty good answer. Okay.
Well, I'll say this. When I was in the thick of it, when I came home, I totally forgot that my laundry was in my trunk. And Mikey, It felt like a week going back down, getting it, bringing it up. I was like, oh, no.
Oh, I thought you mean you left it in your car last time you got COVID. That's what I thought you were saying. Because you said,
I heard last time, for some reason.
I don't know why.
No, sorry. It's okay. No, I'm speaking weird and I'm gay.
No, it's all right, man. We're good.
But anyway, it's just, you know, dude, that's life. You just got to fucking barrel through it. And then sometimes you just don't, you know, sometimes you just give up.
I will say, though, from when we first started talking, you sound a lot like you still have that, like, you know, tone in your voice, but you sound
Tone.
Yeah, you sound a little better though. But when you first picked up the phone, I thought you were dead. Like I literally,
it was not good.
Like what's up?
Yeah,
man?
You know what?
I
think it's the energy of talking to you, podcasting, Mikey. You know how they call it desert power? It's pod power.
Got pod power. Fuck Dune, dude. We got pod power, dude.
That was a fun Dune though. That was a fun Fiends Watch, guys. So check it out. It's in the below. It's in
we
the
literally
description.
Just did it, guys. That's what I mean. So Mikey has been recording for almost 2 hours now, so he's pretty
Yeah, I can't wait to go to bed. Yeah, it's gonna be one of those.
So this won't be the longest episode in the world. So we're gonna try to pack as much fun times, as much cool sentences, as much fun
quips.
A lot of great,
you know, games.
Yeah,
we can play a game. I'm down for a game.
Yeah, cool. Let's do a game, dude.
But I'm sure we both watch stuff. We'll get to that in a little bit.
Did you see the trailer?
Yeah. Oh,
Flynn Joker, Folie à Deux.
Yeah, so...
What do you think?
Look, it was like 30 seconds. It's
no,
him crying
Mikey,
out
and, 2.5 minutes.
Oh, I only watched the 30-second teaser. Sorry, never mind. Nope, I didn't watch the whole thing.
What?
No.
Okay.
No. Now, do they bust out in musical?
No, so they don't.
Oh,
but they do show them dancing, right?
Mm-hmm.
In, like, surreal environments, right? Like, on a stage with, like, light, like where, like, you know it's not real, right? So I feel like half the movie's going to kind of be... All the musical numbers are going to be, like, in their heads, basically.
That's
the way it seems to me, and I'm just like, don't. You can make it a love story. That's fine, but don't make it a musical. I just
You look at the first one, Mikey. When you look at Joker, do you yearn for number two to be a musical? Is that something where people go, oh man, I hope when they make a second one, it's a musical. No one cares. No one asks for it. I understand you want to be different, but you have such a good thing with number one.
Well, I don't even know why you go to a love story. Like, I don't even know what changes Todd Phillips' mind to be like, you know what? To expand this Joker story, he needs Harley Quinn. We haven't had enough Harley Quinn in the past, you know, 10 years. Like, we need more.
We need more.
I just don't know why you jump to the love story. And then you go, oh, wait, we got Lady Gaga. Let's make it a musical. Like, it just, Hollywood's so dumb. It just evolves into this nonsense, man. Just fucking nonsense.
That's how you know. That's how you know, Mikey. It's all stage. It's all part of the process. Because, dude, you're telling me that Lady Gaga's the best person. Maybe because it's a musical. She's not that good of an actress.
Not at all. But that's what I'm saying. They're like, oh, well, we got Lady Gaga. Let's make it a musical so that we can showcase your talent. You know, like, that's it, man.
Yeah,
that's it.
I don't
dumb.
Like it. But did you like the teaser?
I mean, I think I know what it's going to be. And I do love the first one. I did a whole 180 on that movie. I really loved the first one. But... this one, I don't love the musical aspect. And you know me, I can handle a musical, you know what I mean?
I know you can, yeah.
I don't write a musical to just write a musical, you know?
No, no one does. Who would?
So, it didn't, the last shot's cool. The last shot is cool, it's a cool shot. Like, it's a creative shot. Like, literally the last, like, frame, it's, like, really creative. So, I will give them that. But I don't know. I just wish it wasn't a musical. I'm sorry.
That's it's not the time or the place. And like Todd Phillips, you want to try a musical first? Because I don't think he ever has done one.
No.
Why are you doing it for Joker 2? Make something brand new, dude.
Exactly. If you want to do a fucking, like Joker 1 wasn't a musical. So why the fuck are you making the second one a musical?
All right. You know what's good? We'll mark this down for 595.
Yes.
Let's both guess. How many songs will there actually be?
Did I read something that said like over 22 songs that are in the movie?
Oh.
Including covers? I think that's what I read.
Oh,
or
yeah,
something,
you did.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. You sent that screenshot to me. Oh,
exactly.
Never mind. That's bizarre.
It's crazy.
I'm sorry. What are we fucking doing? Mikey, guess Joaquin's salary for number one. What did he get paid for number one?
He got paid $5 million for number one.
Dude, great. You're on the money. 4.5. Now, what did he get for number two? Obviously.
He got $10 million.
$20 million.
What? Four times? Five. Oh, yep. Four.
Four times.
Yeah.
And then, dude, Gaga's getting... this is what I don't agree with.
What?
How much do you think she's getting for number two? This is insane.
Well, now you're saying that insane. I'm going to say $5 million.
Mikey, a reported 12.
What?
Why is Lady Gaga?
Because she has so much money that they you know what I mean? Like, they need to entice her somehow. That has to be it.
Oh, my God.
Right?
She goes, I'll do it, and I'll do it for literally more than double than what you paid Joaquin in the first one. That's insane.
Well, it's like in A Star Is Born, I'm sure she got paid nothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, she wanted to be an actress, you know? So I'm sure she got paid shit.
True.
That was like an independent-y kind of movie.
Shit.
So I'm sure she got paid shit for that. But now she's like, oh, yeah, I got enough money. Like, I just only want to do cool projects, but you got to kind of pay me. You know, I'm not going to just go.
I agree.
But I don't know. That's a little.
Dude. You know, I just thought of, dude? I just thought of, ready? Mallory salary. You got to guess the salary of someone's
Mallory
movie
salary.
Payout.
I love it, dude.
Dude, why not? Let's get a couple
I don't
people's
know where,
salaries.
Where did you get this information from?
Google.
You just Google what? How much does someone get paid for this?
I did Joker 2 salary, and it just told me what they both got paid and what he got paid for the first one.
Okay, okay.
So here, I'll do something like this. I'm just going to see. Quentin Tarantino salary for Django. And let's just see if it
for directing
something.
It?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Because I think that you can pretty much get these answers pretty much everywhere. All right.
Got
yeah,
it?
I got wait. Ooh. Nope. It's saying how much everyone got paid.
Well, I got one for
movies.
You.
All right, what you got for me?
How much did Leo get paid for Wolf of Wall Street?
Oh, that's a great one. Oh, woo, woo, woo. Star, face of it. Scorsese, that's crazy. All right, I'm going to say 15 mil.
25 million.
Oh, shit.
And we all know how much Jonah Hill got paid.
Like
60 grand. 60 grand.
No, no. Oh, that's the famous story.
Yeah, it was a minimum, yeah.
Right, the bare minimum to work
that
with
movie,
Scorsese.
Did
and
you
Leo.
Listen to Unspooled when they did that or no?
I don't remember.
Because they discussed it and they said that that was actually funded. No Hollywood studio would touch that movie. So that movie was technically an independent movie funded by like Saudi or like Saudis from Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
That's why they were able to do wild and crazy shit because it wasn't in the movie studio system. So. The studios weren't giving them notes of no midget tossing, no, you know, scenes with new, like, they, Martin Scorsese was able to do whatever the fuck he wanted, and that's why that movie's so great, is because it was independently funded, yeah.
Look at that, so it's kind of independent. All right, Mikey, I love that info. Okay. Tom Hanks, Castaway.
Ooh, he was hot back then, dude.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Castaway, he got paid $15 million.
Great guess, 20.
Oh, my God. Jesus. These actors get paid so much goddamn money.
Dude, they get so much, dude.
All right. I'll ask you one.
All right,
how much did, let's see. How much did Jonah Hill make for Superbad? Just think about it for a second.
Okay. No, I will. I'm going to say
hold
he
on,
got.
Hold on. Think about it for a second. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
$200,000.
Hold on. I can't. I'm trying to get an answer.
Okay. Okay.
Well. Seems like I can't find an answer, dude.
I got a good one when you do. Maybe it's not reported. I bet you it was, like, so small.
It says, Hill has confessed he was paid SAG minimum wage for his role in the movie, which was $60,000. But I think this is a Wolf of Wall Street, thing. Yeah. Fuck, I don't think.
Right.
That was, like, one of his first movies, so you probably can't find that info out, maybe. Yeah,
no, and I bet you it's around the same.
Yeah, exactly. 100%. Yeah. 100%.
Mikey, now, there is an answer for this. Josh Brolin in Dune Part 1.
Wow. Josh Brolin got paid $8 million.
Whoa. Mikey, and I think you're going to understand these when I say the results. $350,000.
Okay. Oh, it's one of those. Okay, it's one of those.
It's one of those where they go, dude, Skarsgård only got $200,000. That's insane.
Wow,
and
so that shows how much everybody was in on the movie.
Yep.
And believe
dude,
that it was going to be successful.
Only got 300,000.
Yeah, so
that's
that makes
crazy.
Sense now. Okay.
Yeah, because they're like, we're going to just do it. I'm sure we'll get some back end. And then there's going to be a sequel, which will make
and
fucking
they,
a shit
they
ton.
Wanted to work with the guy who made Sicario, Arrival, all these great movies, you know. So
all day.
Yeah.
All day.
All right.
They boosted all of them.
How much did... Oh, I got a good one.
Oh.
Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
How much did Leo get paid for Shutter Island?
Ooh, now this is also a Scorsese that's crazy.
I can't find an answer. Hold on. Why is it not giving me
real?
Any fucking answers, man?
You know, and you're just Googling it, right?
All right, give me Titanic.
I'll give you one. Oh, you have Titanic. All right, he was hot, but like they had to put a lot into the budget for the special effects. It was the 90s. I'm going to say he got $2 million.
Dude, 2.5.
Oh, let's go.
2.5.
And now, look, dude, we all sit here and we go, oh, that's it? Dude, I don't give a fuck who you are, where you're from, as long as you love me. I'll take 2.5 for any
dude,
day of the week.
For
doesn't
acting?
Matter what year it is.
Are you, give, yeah. They give you a trailer? They got guys coming in when you have to fall off a fence? Some other guy
right.
comes in and does it? Like, what? Give me a fucking
now,
break.
They did deal with that crazy, what was it, LSD food poisoning. But yes. It's what I, dude, my point is this. It, Mikey, you can put me through that right now for $200,000.
Well, listen to this. Uh-oh. Due to a 1.8% cut of back-end profits, he earned $40 million.
Get the fuck out of here.
He earned an additional $40
million. What?
Craziness. Craziness.
Oh, my God. All right, I'm going to hit you with one.
Yeah,
that's wild.
You want to do one more each?
I'll do one more.
Do one more each.
I'm going to see if I can find this for James Cameron's salary for Avatar.
Ooh, oh, my God. Jesus Christ. Sometimes the directors like Martin Scorsese only got paid minimum when he directed Wolf. Like, so there's a lot of times where they do that. So I don't know.
Right. Now, rather than you guessing his base salary, try to guess how much he made just from the total sales of Avatar. Because obviously he had back end and everything.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So see, because there is a number for that and there is a number for number two. But feel free to do what you want.
Okay. I'm going to say altogether. This is an altogether number.
For number one or number two? Or
no,
both?
No, no, no.
Or
what do you want me to guess both movie, you're saying?
Do both. Do number one.
All right, number one, he made altogether with back end and everything, he made $90 million.
Dude, that is almost to the T for number two, $95 million.
Oh, so then number one, he made 70.
Mikey, there's some reports that say it was close to $350 million.
What? Oh, did he have more for the second one? Sorry, more for the first one?
More for the first? Well, yeah, and dude, the movie grossed almost $2 billion. Oh, no, over $2 billion, $2.8
billion. Oh, I thought the second one made a lot, too. Okay, well.
Isn't that nuts?
That's insane, dude.
That's one of the most highly paid anybody from any movie ever. That's wild.
Jesus Christ. All right, your last one.
Yeah, please.
How much did Ben Affleck make for Air?
Oh, directorial. Oh, no, did he direct? Yeah, he directed it and was.
No,
in
wait,
it.
Hold on.
All right.
This is not his salary.
No.
This is the budget for the movie. These people suck.
Yeah, some people suck sometimes.
Okay,
Batman.
Batman. His portrayal of Batman.
That's a great one.
But it's giving me two numbers. Jesus Christ. I'll go with the middle of the number. So,
okay.
I'm going to cut it in half.
I'm going to say you got $17
million. 15, dude. You're good with fucking money for actors, dude.
You know why, dude? Because I'm obsessed with...
You love money, dude.
Sucking actors and knowing what they made. I don't know why.
You are. You are, man. I love it. That's what I fucking love about you, dude. You got money on the mind, dude.
Money on my mind and my money on my mind.
Money on
the mind. Yeah, so aside from us guessing things, let's talk about some things we watched. Why not, right?
Yeah, so... Do you want me to bang something first real quick, dude?
Please,
because I watched something that you suggested last week, dude.
Oh, let's go.
I watched
that
night.
Let's go.
And I don't think I even texted you about it because I was like, I'm going to wait to the podcast just to like mention it with you. Yeah. Mikey, I watched a movie called Beep Boop Beep Boop Beep Boop Boop On the Line, bro.
And make sure you specify the year. It's not the Lance Bass movie that
title
to somehow.
This is
2022's
On the Line.
Last week he goes, oh, wait, isn't that the Lance Bass movie? I'm like, what? That was in like the cabinet of discard. I was shocked
how you didn't remember that. That was like such a huge deal when we were in like middle school. It was like,
I don't remember.
Or like, you know, freshman year or whatever. It was like, dude, Instinct's making a movie, dude. Like, it was like thing. Well, I'm a movie guy.
I don't know.
Maybe you're not a movie guy. I don't know. Maybe you don't like movies, dude. Okay.
Maybe
the stars, Joey Fatone and a gay guy. You don't care. Okay. I do care.
True.
I care about the LGBTQ plus IAQP. Okay.
Yeah. I'm with you.
But anyway, On the Line, 2022,
the line,
Mel Gibson. Let me say this, dude. Okay. I felt bamboozled. I felt cheated. I felt betrayal. I just felt gross, dude. I felt like, fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
And there's two kicks in the pants, and I totally called the second kick in the pants.
Oh, did you?
I go, they are pranking him. I swear to God on my life. You know me, and you do it too. Sometimes you're like, I guess that. I swear to God.
Yeah, I believe you. And that's good, dude.
I go, the kid's not dead. I go, there's no way. Right. I go, if they are smart enough to make this whole movie a fucking prank, then they are not, like, you can't have that character fall down a flight of stairs and die. It's just too it's too dumb, I guess, is the best way to say it.
Yeah, you're right. That's a great
point. It's too much of a dumb ending, I guess, to make it all serious now. So I just knew, and I'm like, when are they going to, when's the reveal? When's the reveal? And then he's sitting in the office. I'm like, wait, are they... They gotta reveal it, and then he gets in the car, and I'm like, "Oh, she made him get in the car." I go, "Here we go, this is it." And then, boom, he's the driver. I go, "Let's go." So
now you called it, dude.
It was crazy,
but dude, you feel what I say though when I said like I just feel like I never saw anything like
100%.
Mikey, right. All right. Good.
100%. Guys, if you didn't know, it's just about you think you're watching a generic action movie about a radio host whose family's been taken hostage by a crazy fan, and over the phone. The hostage guy is giving demands to Mel Gibson to run around and do all this crazy shit within the building. Then the terrorist guy goes into the building. They're still all over the phone. He plants explosives everywhere, and Mel Gibson has to run around and do tasks and find his family. So you're like watching this like Speed-esque action movie, and then it all culminates to all the main characters, even the villain, are in the main studio at the end. It's a high tension situation with guns and bombs. And right at the last second, when you think something crazy is about to happen and the guy lets go of the thing he's holding on to and everything's going to explode, he lets go of it, slow motion, nothing's happening, it hits the ground, and then everyone starts laughing, and they point at the intern, and they just start laughing at him.
They got him.
And the entire movie was a prank because this intern kid or new whatever follows Mel Gibson around the entire movie. So that's why it's a prank on him, basically. Yeah, it's his first day. So, like, because I'm like, well, what if he didn't follow? What if he's like, I'm not following you around? Like,
I know.
You know?
I know.
So it's just funny. Like, there were never any demands that, like, he had to go with him, you know?
Right.
It's, like,
right.
It's real too convenient that, of course, this kid just followed Mel Gibson everywhere, you know? So.
Great, great point. Now, Mikey, I would argue.
Argue it.
Let me know what you think. I think they should have just ended it when there's the reveal and the kid is in shock and that's the true ending. I don't think you need to do the kid falling and then the jokes on Mel Gibson. I don't even, like, obviously they did it and it's fine, but I was like, dude, my jaw dropped and I go, no, they did not just do this. This is crazy. This is a movie.
Me too.
This is a fucking movie.
This is a movie.
And then when he fell, I go, I'd be so much happier if they just ended the movie when they go, you got. But I get
Look,
because it almost takes away because the kid is in on it the whole time. But when you think back and you go, imagine the kid wasn't in on it.
No, the kid's not in on it. Oh, sorry. Yeah. No. At that time, we think he's not in on it. But yeah, the whole time 100%. He's in on it. Of course. Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
But it was fine for what it was. But Mikey, people hated this movie.
Oh, really? I didn't look up anything. They hate it?
Dude, Mikey, it has like a 31% in Rotten Tomatoes. Critics hated it. Fans gave it like a 34.
I would say it's just kind of like halfway there. You know, it's like it's like a decent watch, you know?
Sure. And it's like, if you don't know it, like I told Sandy D the same thing I told you. I go, Mom, just watch it. Trust me. Don't look up anything. You're going to have a grand old time.
Yeah, well.
Phenomenal.
And I see what you're saying about the ending, but the ending I wanted is I wanted it to all of a sudden get serious. I wanted him to actually be so mad that he actually shoots and kills Mel Gibson or the terrorist guy. Whichever, the internet celebrity guy who was the terrorist. Like,
sure.
I wanted him to actually pull out a gun and go bang, bang, and then that's how the movie ends. Like, what the fuck? What the fuck? You know? And then take him out in handcuffs, and you're like, holy shit, they forced
this innocent kid
on the first day of his job. They forced him to fucking kill someone because they drove him crazy. Yeah. Like, that's what I thought was going to happen because they just stared at his face for so long, you know? So
long.
But it was definitely entertaining, but I did feel somewhat cheated, you know?
Sure, of course.
You feel, like, cheated. I don't know. It's weird. I'm like, I just watched this whole thing for nothing. Like, it's almost like they prank you, basically. They prank the audience.
Guys, like, imagine at the end of Die Hard, it was just like, Hans was like, Merry Christmas.
Exactly. Yes.
To John McClane. You're like, what?
Yep. And then him and McClane hug. They're like, hey. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got the.
And it's all about Holly.
Exactly.
They
like, hey,
we got
the girl, huh? Yeah. Like, it's ridiculous.
But it's very unique because I, and Mikey just said, I've never seen something like that where the entire movie is a prank. So I got to tip my hat for them
and
that.
And you warned me. And I kept, like, waiting. You're like, oh, dude, Something happens in this movie, you're like, I've never seen it before. So I kept like waiting, like, what is it? What is it?
Oh, good.
But it
good,
didn't ruin it or anything. No, I'm just saying, like, I was so excited to like learn what it was going to be, you know? So.
And as soon as you saw them start laughing, you go, I know exactly what he's talking about.
Oh, that's it. But it took me a while to compute. I'm like, wait, what? Get the fuck out of here.
That's a bamboozle, dude. And it was good because it wasn't that long. It was like an hour 40. Dude, it was perfect length. You know what I mean? Yeah,
flew by, perfect length. Mel Gibson was like, you know, this felt like a 90s movie, basically, the whole time.
Yes, they could have totally made this in the 90s.
It feels like a
90s
movie, like just a generic 90s action movie in a radio station. It was a...
Right.
And it's on Netflix, guys, not Hulu. Mikey told me Hulu. And,
oh, really?
Yeah, I searched Hulu for about 5 minutes. I'm like, what the fuck? And I go, wait, hold on, let me go to Just Watch Netflix.
It's
okay.
But I will say, I think that it's unique. I know, obviously, we spoiled it for you guys. So now you can't even, I don't even watch it.
You're right,
it's really
sorry.
Not worth it.
I didn't even think about that before. I was just talking. I was just free-flowing, dude. I'm sorry.
I get it.
Wow.
But a couple things. One, you do totally forget about the Instagram guy. Like, they mention him a couple times. But you just go, oh, he's not included in this at all. And then someone pointed it out, it's either in the trivia or one of the goofs or something, where it's like Mel Gibson, he says what they're going to do next so many times over the open phone call. So you're like, oh, well, yeah, now that you know, it's like it doesn't matter if the guy on the other end hears it because it's all just a prank anyway.
Then,
you'd be like,
oh, yeah,
let's go to the basement and da-da-da-da. And it's like, wait, dude, the guy's still on the line.
Well, that's what I was thinking. When they were in the lobby and he's talking, I'm like, the guy can hear you. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
It was just
100%.
You're right. Wow.
100%. But no, I'm glad you watched it, man.
It
was just
good.
It was something unique,
yeah,
right? It was
fun
unique.
Little
reco.
I'm glad I watched it.
Yeah.
What do you got, Six
Mikey,
Scott?
So... I finished Six Sky. I like that. I finished Bodies, and I'm not going to go into anything crazy here. That was the show with the four different timelines with showing
body,
up.
Mikey,
there are more plot holes than I've ever seen in like a show or movie because,
I'm
just
going to
say this, guys. Yes, there's time travelers, but they try to make you believe that, you know, the guy, he's, if you saw his face, you obviously know him. Oh, he's one of the shorter guys who's like boys with Leo in Gangs in New York.
Mikey, don't
you know exactly what I'm talking about.
You
know what I'm talking about.
Don't you ever test me with the fucking Irish or Scottish or English guy. Don't you ever test me with that guy.
And he played Al Capone in
What the fuck is that over there?
Yep. There you
go. Empire, yeah. Hell yeah.
So he's the main villain, but Mikey, they really try to make you, the audience, buy into that he is his own great grandfather, which is literally impossible.
My own grandpa.
Grandpa.
The stupids, dude.
Own...
That's literally the stupids.
It's the stupids. I know. He's his own. And he says to the woman, he goes, when he tells her the plan, when he's in 1890, he goes, you have to have my son so that way his kid gives birth to me. And you're like, no, it doesn't. First of all, that can't work. That's impossible. You can't be your own great grandfather, even with time travel, because how does this all start?
Yeah,
you have to go back.
It's insanity.
So Mikey, I was so like, yo, are you kidding me right now? But there were some things. There was a nice little gay. My favorite character was the gay cop.
Ooh.
And gay cop in like 1890. So I really felt for him, and he was like he was my favorite by far. But honestly, dude, don't recommend it. Don't even go look at it. I wish they came up with something other than time travel. And you can't be your own grandfather. So Bodies, guys.
Stupid.
I know people sucked it last year.
They're fucking
people
stupid,
sucked
dude.
Bodies.
Can't believe they did
That's me. I know they did it. But what about you, man?
Oh, I did just a couple rewatches. The rest I have are rewatches. I rewatched a bunch of stupid Tubi shit, and I rewatched like some dumb Sasquatch movies that I watched before. I rewatched The Beast of Bray Road. That was a
high
school favorite of mine. It was on like the Sci-Fi Channel all the time, but it's actually like bloody and gory. It was one of the, you know, that cheap ass studio, The Asylum, that makes all the mockbusters.
Yes. Yep.
It was one of their first movies, and it's like actually not bad. It's like they were actually like trying back then, you know. It was 2005, so like they were still trying. They weren't like what they are now, you know, with the Sharknadoes and all the other stupid shit.
Right.
It's like they were actually trying to make a good movie, so it was funny to see. I saw it produced by The Asylum. I'm like, holy shit, I didn't even know this. So
it's one of the earliest ones.
It's one of the earliest ones, 2005. So they were actually still trying to make like decent, like movies instead of just ripping off Transformers and all that bullshit. So,
Mikey, I remember watching that one with you at your house.
Well, guaranteed, Mikey. I used to fucking have that shit DVR'd, and I would throw that shit on all the time.
All the time.
Like, I DVR'd it one time, and I just watched it over and over and over. So, and they do have a dope, like, werewolf kind of thing, and I'm telling you, it's cool. It's like a gray purple, but I just like it. I like it. I like it. I'm gay. What can I say? I like it.
What can you say, dude? You liked it. It's what you like.
So, yeah.
Two shows I started. You'll never watch it because I don't. Well, I'll say this: it's already better than the movie. But I did start. Ooh. Did you see it pop up on Netflix? Ripley.
No, I've never seen that.
Okay, so I forget the actor's name. You've seen him a couple things, and basically, Mikey, I'm an idiot because 30 minutes into it, I go, "Oh, this is the show version of The Talented Mr. Ripley."
Oh,
but got it. It's Dakota Fanning. And I forget the main actor. He's doing a great job, but it's pretty much the same thing. They changed a lot of things. The thing's probably based on the book. I don't read. Neither do you.
Can't read.
But can't read. Hate it. Hate, skim my whole life. And then I'm only halfway through. I'm 6 episodes into 8. And Mikey, really well done. Black and white. Only in black and white. And episode 3 was phenomenal with the way that they do a boat scene. They were really creative with how they did somebody's death. And I'm digging it, dude. I know you're not the biggest. Look, I'm not saying that the Matt Damon movies.
I've only seen it one time, when I was in high school. So I might have to rewatch it. I might have to throw it back on.
But, Mikey, what I need you to do really quick, though, is to please. Okay, so I don't know if you remember, but he gives a stellar performance in the movie.
Okay.
Philip Seymour Hoffman plays Freddie. He's Jude Law's like college rich friend who's like, I'm on to you, you know, Tom Ripley. He does a great job. Do me a favor really quick. Go to IMDb if you don't mind.
I'm on IMDb right now.
Okay. Go to Ripley. Just type in Ripley and then go down to see who's playing Freddie.
Let's see. Freddie. I got Herbert. I've got Naples. Freddie. Got it. Shut your gay mouth, dude. Shut your fucking gay mouth. That is supposed to be Philip Seymour. And I don't even know Philip Seymour Hoffman's character from the thing. But this is supposed to be that?
Mikey, this is supposed to be that.
We're talking about Elliot Sumner here.
Yeah, no, don't get me wrong. I've seen her or something else. I can't remember.
The Gentleman, the movie. Oh, the Gentleman.
The movie. Maybe that was it. But, Mikey, everyone's treating her as a 25-year-old rich man.
No.
And it's not even like...
Wait, she's playing a man or a trans man?
Mikey, she's playing Freddie. And this is, Mikey, this is 1952.
Oh, you're right. This isn't Freddie. It doesn't even... Oh, my God.
No. So it's so distracting. I'm watching it with a young lady, and we're going, this is taking you right out... Because, Mikey, everyone else is
stellar. I'm trying to find a photo, man. Fuck, I'm trying to find a photo for, like, but, in the show.
Yeah. No. If you do Freddie Ripley show,
if I search
you
on
might
my phone
it.
Or something. But yeah, dude, I'll find it.
The hair is not of a boy. She's doing this voice where she goes, Tom... Where's the girl? And you go, oh my God, this is just a girl doing a deep guy's voice, and she's so lanky, and her clothes, she looks like a girl wearing guy's clothes. Everyone else is stellar, and she takes you right out of it.
Oh yeah, I'm looking at a photo right now. She has like short hair. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh,
dude,
shit.
It's so bizarre, but I'm digging it, and I highly recommend Ripley. I'm not spoiling anything, but it made me go, oh, I want Phil. I want P.S. H. Philip Seymour. PSH back in my life. Because he was really great in that movie.
Yeah, I honestly have no idea. I fucking saw him. I don't know. You fucking love that movie, dude. You always bring it up. You're like, it's fucking great.
I don't know why, but I might watch it
and be like, it's fucking great. I have no idea.
Yeah, I see the holes in it, though. But you got to give it to Matt for playing Matt Damon. And even this dude, this guy blows Matt out of the water.
Yeah, Matt Damon's not a good actor.
He's not that good.
He's not a good actor. Give me an iconic Matt Damon acting role right now.
Elysium.
The only thing that people would say was Good Will Hunting.
Good Will Hunting.
That's it. Yep. And you're like, oh, well, he was like a young, like, first-time actor then, so it was kind of like he just was free. But, like, that's it. Like, he's just not, I don't know, I got nothing against him, but he's not a fucking great actor.
No, I agree.
He's Matt Damon. No, Mikey, basically, he's Matt Damon.
But he does it. Matt did a good job of it, though, from A Talented Mr. Ripley, where you go, oh, is he gay for Jude Law?
Dude, I don't know.
Does he just want to be him?
Bro, I don't know, dude. Okay. What the movie is about? Okay. I don't want to know who's gay. I don't know who wants to be who. I know it's there was salt burn themes. People were like, "Oh, talented Mr. Ripley." I know, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, well, okay, fine. I don't want to say any much, but hey, guys, it's on Paramount. If you want to watch the movie Talented Mr. Ripley, it's 2 hours and 19 minutes, though. I remember always feeling its length. But Jude Law, that's when he's at his peak. He looks great in 1999. Whatever. But it's on Paramount if you want to watch it. But the show Ripley, I'm giving high praise to on Netflix. So I highly recommend checking it out.
Nice.
What you got?
Okay.
Literally, Michael Scott.
No. I rewatched Barbarian. You ever rewatch Barbarian?
I did. I watched it when it came on Max.
Okay. So I watched it. I watched it, and only second time I watched it. And it was wasn't as good at all.
No, nope, it's not. It falls apart the second watch. I agree.
It wasn't as good. I mean, it was like I was like, okay, like, even though I knew it was gonna happen, I was excited to kind of see what was gonna happen. But it just wasn't as good. I don't know. So
nope, it doesn't have the same effect. No, I think it's a one time. I think it's a one and done.
It's one of those. It's one of those one time. Like the first time you see it, you're gonna remember it. But after that,
right?
Because I was like, it's time. I'm like, it's time to rewatch Barbarian. It's been a few years. I'm like, let me fucking watch it. And no, just not. Once you know kind of the mystery, there's nothing there.
Didn't do it.
It's nothing there, mate. Mikey, it's fucking hollow, bruv.
It's not there, bruv.
Fucking hollow, mate. It's fucking hollow, man.
It's almost like I remember when it came on Max and I threw it on and I go, oh, I'm trying really hard to really like this again.
Yeah, I would see it on Max and I didn't watch it. And then I wanted to rewatch it. It's off Max.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we had to find it like Go Movies.
Legally.
Yeah, Go Movies. Yeah, yeah, but I was like, fucking, I see it all the time. Like, I'll watch it at some point. And then they stripped it right away from me, dude. They stripped it right away from me. So it's nowhere to be found. You have to watch it legally, very legally.
Legally. Mikey, quick yes or no. Do I watch Dune 1984?
Wait, did you?
No, do I?
No.
All right, good.
Oh, sorry. I took that totally wrong. Yeah.
No, I'm asking, you don't watch. Should I watch Dune?
Nah. Because you don't seem to be like as up in it. You know what I mean?
Nah.
So I personally, I just don't think you'll get it. I just don't think you'll get it, dude.
Mikey, okay? I'm too dumb for something like that.
Kidding,
I totally agree.
No, that movie is dumb, dude.
They dumbed it down, right?
They don't. No. They're like, it's too complicated. To be like, it's almost to the point where like it's so dumb that it's too complicated. It's insane.
I see what you're saying.
Watch the review again for.
Oh, I definitely will. That's a great idea. Because
they talk about Dune Part One, and then they talk about 1984. Like they compare and contrast. So I would recommend watching that.
All right,
that might give
you
a nice little.
That's a great point. That's going to be a great re-review.
Exactly.
Great point.
Exactly. Yes. Do that. Do that.
Mikey, I started because I watched the Critical Drinkers video on it, and I go, all right, you convinced me.
Oh, Damsel? Did you watch Damsel again?
No. This was actually a positive review from the Critical Drinker.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He. Now, again, I didn't know that it was still going on. I thought it was over.
Okay.
So I'm like, oh, cool. I can kind of watch it on my own. Shogun.
Never heard of it.
Oh, okay. It's big on Hulu. It's one of their biggest shows right now. Okay. It's about... It's like 1500s. It has to do with like this English boat. This boat just shows up to shore with all these pirates, and then
this sounds like the gayest thing I've ever heard in my life.
But no, it's getting good reviews. It's not. Look, that era's not for me. I'm not the biggest, like...
You said 1,500 gay pirates, did you say? Is that what you said?
No. If it was gay pirates, I'd watch. But, you know, it's very... And then it's just, you know, it has universal themes. That's why I think people like it and they can
digest
it.
Like Universal Studios? Like Jaws?
Yeah. Oh. It's all in there.
You said pirates, so I figured there's Jaws, Back to the Future.
Yep, and there's themes.
Know?
I did say themes, you're right. I sound like Rick from Rick and Morty. But anyway, Shogun. Yeah, guys, I mean, it's probably Hulu's biggest thing right now, but doesn't mean it's good.
I've never seen it pop up when I open Hulu. Maybe they just know me. Maybe they just know, like, he ain't going to click on it. You know what I mean?
We looked at your account. You have watched 2 shows on Hulu in 8 years. That's, it's always
no,
sunny,
no, no, no.
And
you've watched
it.
2 shows that feature an Asian actor, so we know that we're not going to put this in front of you. They just know me, dude. They know me.
I'm going to say it. I said it once. I'm going to say it 1,000 more times.
Say it 1,000 more times.
Where the fuck is Godzilla -1?
Oh, -1. Oh, yeah. Yeah, man.
Guys,
overseas shit.
Put it out.
It should be out. Yeah.
Put it out.
Dude, Dune Part 2 comes out next Tuesday, like the 16th or whatever. Or I don't know. Uh-huh. It'll probably be out when this episode goes out, whatever.
That's such a quick turnaround.
Well, I mean, it's like it's average. But I'm saying for Dune 2 to be out before Godzilla, that's insane.
Great, Mikey.
It's insane.
The movie studios, who put it out, they should have said the day after the Oscars when
yeah,
it's hot.
Nuts.
It's going to be on iTunes to rent, and people are going to go, oh.
Dude.
Mike, you know how many fucking, everyone I talk to, not everyone, sorry,
you
but
know,
a lot of people I talk to.
You know people. You don't know anyone, dude. You don't talk to people. Shut up.
No, you don't. A lot of people I've talked to, I'll rephrase, are like, oh, is it out? I go, no. That's the madness. Put it out.
Yeah, no, it's they're holding a hostage over there. You know.
I can't wait to see like everyone. Sorry, I gotta keep saying. What is that? Is that hyperbole when you say that? Everyone said
you don't
that,
talk to anyone, so don't.
Yeah, that's a good
say
point.
Anyone's name. Just say
but
everyone.
Is that what? IMR though. Is that what hyperbole is, or is hyperbole when you say, "Oh, this is the best cheesecake I've
ever
had"?
Yeah, hyperbole is like, yeah, exactly. You're over exaggerating and saying like, "Oh, this is the best." It's hyperbole.
But what about? But does that apply to me being like, "Oh, dude, I talk to everyone and they want to see Godzilla"?
No,
you know what I mean. That's not hyperbole. Maybe.
That's a good question. That is a good question. I think that would be more of a generalization, but
all right.
I don't know.
You're more of the word. You're into words. I get
it. I'm not into words. I'm into birds, dude. What are you kidding me? I got my binoculars right next to me right now.
Flipping the birds. Oh, dude, speaking of, when are you going to watch Rear Window?
Yeah, you know what, dude? That kind of creeps in my mind sometimes. Like when, like, every few months when I'm, like, looking around, what am I going to watch? Like, Rear Window kind of pops up, and then I just smack it down, like the desires, you know what I mean? I just smack
Mikey,
them down.
Yeah, you have to stuff them down.
Stuff them down and then squirt them out once a week, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got to suffocate the desire and then let it leak out of your body. I get it. But, dude,
They're making a new X-Men thing? What?
Really? Even I don't know
that. No, like 90s, like an X-Men 90, X-Men 97?
Oh, it's the show. It's the cartoon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
so they're
cool.
Making the same cartoon that we grew up with. I know you didn't like it.
Okay,
they're redoing that.
So, okay.
I can't believe you never watched
it. Well,
dude,
I was watching cool cartoons like DuckTales Darkwing Duck.
This was cool. Wait, do you remember the, did you ever play on Sega the X-Men video game? Oh, well, then it's the same thing. It's the same exact characters
Mikey, I'm very familiar with the animation style and the characters of Gambit. These are the X-Men characters I know. I'm saying I've seen the cartoon before. I'm not just, it wasn't one where I was like popping up to be like, I want to watch the I'm not, Mikey, told you, Batman or bust for me, baby.
No, I get
That's
it.
That's all it was growing up. There's pictures of me with my Batman belt as like a 4-year-old, like, you know, the Keaton Batman. Like, come on, dude.
Of course. That's like Nizza's son, dude. He's always in Batman gear.
Yeah,
so cute.
And listen,
so cute.
He knows what's up. That kid knows what's up.
Shout out Niz. Shout out Crew.
Crew Jones. It's one of the best names. He's named after the main character from Rad, which is a great BMX bike movie from the 80s. You guys should check it out.
Yeah, it's a pretty good one. I got one more thing.
Right.
So what else did you watch?
Never ending story.
Oh, right. Okay.
Trivia question time. Is that song in the credits?
No.
Yes, it is.
I
tricked you.
You tipsy turvy.
No, I'm just kidding. It's not. It's not. I knew you were going to say
when
that.
When is it then? When is it?
It's never. It never appears anywhere.
Oh, it's just on the soundtrack and they made a promotional thing.
Exactly. It's got to be just on the soundtrack, I guess. But it's never in the whole movie. Yeah, never in the whole movie.
So, Mikey, I'm not kidding, though. Like, actually, front to back, it's over a decade easily for me.
Dude,
so
me,
what
15
about you?
Years. I haven't watched that movie probably since high school. Like, but...
Oh,
I used to
shit.
Watch it so much, so I just never figured to rewatch it. And I was like, someone mentioned it to me, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm going to, like this is like a month ago, and I'm like, oh, I need to, like, sit down and watch it fully.
Okay.
And I did, dude.
And what's the overall consensus?
It holds up like a fucking, like a trans man at the Olympics pushing up a fucking, you know what I'm saying, a big fucking weight. You know what I mean?
Sure, I get that.
Up. Dude.
I get that reference.
It holds up. Oh, I dropped the phone.
Oh.
I'm unconnected. I can't hear you, Mikey. Hold on.
That's all right.
I dropped
the
phone. I'm disconnected.
I can tell. Dude, he was so into talking about Atreyu.
Everybody hold your horses, guys. Sorry, I disconnect from the phone. Mikey could be talking shit. He could be dying. I don't know what's going on. Hello?
No, I'm fine. I feel guys have a fucking one-on-one.
I got your back. See?
Good. You're good? Okay.
Okay, yep.
So, wait, you were so enthusiastic about the movie.
No, it holds up. My only recommendation is, guys, just go back. If you grew up with The Neverending Story, go back and rewatch it. It holds up, dude. It's like hour 30 minutes, like... flows by like the river of Capistrano. You know what I mean?
Whoa, dude. It, what a reference.
It's perfect. You don't know what that is, dude?
Mm-mm. No, but I know that.
Where the women flow
before.
Like the salmon of Capistrano.
Oh, yeah. What is that?
You don't
that?
Like this movie, and I hated it. It's probably my biggest pet peeve about you, is that you don't like this movie. And when I say the movie, you're going to go, no, I like it, dude. I like this movie.
All right, I'll be Mikey. I'll give you my Sid Haig. I almost said Sid Haig.
My
Sid Haig.
Honest opinion.
Honest opinion. What movie? I'll be dead serious. Go.
Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, of course I do.
Okay, yeah. I knew you were going
to
say that.
You know what it is, though? I tend to forget famous lines, and that's my fault, though.
You're so good at movie lines. It's a lie. You're so good at movie lines. But for some reason,
dude,
Dumb and Dumber.
Dude, I know about Samson, Swami, Samsonite. I know some, but it's
Samsonite,
a lot get by me, though.
That's a line. Yep.
I will admit a lot get by me, though. But it is great. It's one of the best comedies of the 90s. I can honestly attest to that.
Is it better than Empire Records?
Mikey... That's the last thing I wrote. You maniac?
Well, because Rex Manning Day, bro. That was my clean day yesterday. I know fucking.
Oh right. Oh,
Rex
dude,
Manning
that's right.
Day, dude.
Oh guys. First of all, stop the press. We always gotta bring it up. I'm like, if I wasn't in a stupor,
no,
it would
I know.
Been the first
I know
thing I brought
stupor.
Up. You
it's
know
okay.
that.
It's fine.
If I was at your place, it would have been the first
of course.
Thing I brought up.
Come on, dude.
Congrats to Mikey, dude. 10 long, easy, not hard at
not
all years
at all.
Of sobriety.
Super easy.
Hold on. Fuck yeah,
round
dude.
Of applause,
so
dude. Thank you so much,
I'm honestly,
man. Yeah, it's crazy.
I'm honestly proud of you. I'm
thanks,
so happy
bro. I appreciate
that you made
I'm
so
in the double digits with you, bro. I'm in the double
yeah,
digits.
Yeah, dog. We've been... Yo, this digits. Is what we do, baby.
It's fuck
isn't
crazy.
That weird, Mikey? 22 years amongst us. Isn't that insane?
That's like almost a fully formed adult. You know what I mean?
No, for
that's
sure.
That's like a that fully guy formed... Can, that guy could drink if he wanted
that
to.
That guy could have a kid, Mikey.
Our sober baby has a baby, yeah.
Oh, that is so crazy. But you did it, man. You fucking did it. And
time to get some dope. I did it. We're done.
Yeah,
we're
guess
done,
what, guys?
Dude.
10 years is when you're allowed to relapse. You didn't know that?
I'm going to get a nice bag of H and just shoot the IV needles already, so we're all good to go.
Dude, we'd be dead in a heartbeat. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's it, man. We're done.
Heartbeat.
But, no,
but you made it, dude. Congrats,
always,
for real. That's
but,
awesome.
But I wanted to ask you about, since Empire Records were translating to...
Sure.
Do they say April 9th in the movie, or is that on a calendar? Like, how does that work?
So, if I'm not mistaken, it's just that, yeah, it is somewhere in the movie where it says April 8th, April 9th.
Yeah, 9th. Wait, April 9th.
Well,
April 9th is my clean date, but for some reason, that's Rex Manning Day, I think, because everything was posted on April 9th.
No.
No,
sorry.
It's April 8th?
Rex Manning, nope, it was because it was the same day as the fucking eclipse, so it was Monday, April 8th. So, you're the day after.
Oh, I'm the day
Rex
after.
Manning
also,
day.
I don't have to share a day yep. with him. Oh, this is great.
Nah.
Are you sure, Mike, you're 100%?
Day, I just even Googled it, but yeah, Monday was the eclipse, and that's when I posted my thing. That was Monday.
Oh, then I just got the day. Okay, then I just got the days.
That's right.
Okay.
These things happen, dude. Rex Manning Day, and yeah, it's in the movie somewhere. Because
I was like, is this
like,
just when the movie was released? Like, is that why people are doing this, you know?
Yeah, that's a good point. It is kind of strange, though. There's a lot of bands that did songs called Rex Manning Day, so it obviously had a cultural impact. But
absolutely,
I rewatched it last night. I grew up with that movie. Me and sister Jess used to like know it line by line. So did you? But it's not. Look, it's fun and it brings me nostalgic feelings.
Yeah, but
it's really not that good.
No, dude. It's a low budget '90s. Like independent comedy, you know what I'm saying? It all takes place in one, and it's like easy to see now as an adult. Like,
totally,
this is what like I see what the studios were doing. Whoever made this, like, you get a bunch of young no name actors together, easy plot. You know what I'm saying? Just make goofy characters, and it's kind of it's like an easy watch for the '90s. You know, it's like a light, it's like Wayne's World light, kind of. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's the same kind
of breath.
It's
very similar to that. Yeah.
Now. A lot of actors came out of that we all know. Even if you don't know my name, you know their face. You go, oh my God. But dude,
so many.
How on top of the world for a few years in the 90s was the girl from The Craft who in this movie shaves her head and tries to commit suicide,
dude,
remember?
She thought she was going to be the next fucking Julia Stiles, dude. You know what I mean?
Dude, she was everywhere. And she had that look, and she was always a solid actor, dude. But it just never really exploded
for
her.
But I always remember
things,
her
but...
from this with the wrists, and like I always remember her as a sad, like, oh, man, she always depressed me as a kid when I would watch this movie.
I agree.
Anytime
it
she came up on screen, I just, not being a young kid and not understanding what was going on. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just like a dumb, like, 7 or 8 year old kid, just like not getting that she's going through a depression, like just not understanding that.
Nope, but not at all.
The movie did a good job of like conveying that. I don't know, cause even just as a kid not knowing what's going on, but you understand that she is in a dark fucking place, you know? So,
totally agree.
I still can't find out how we know it's Rex Manning Day, and it's driving me nuts, dude. I've been looking that up for the past 10 minutes. Yep.
It's got to be in the movie on a calendar, dude, because just it has to be.
Got to just be a calendar? Okay.
It's got to be.
Well, let's hold on. Oh, wait.
Or they say, go ahead. No, go ahead.
I was saying release date of Empire Records. I was going to see if that's just April 8th.
Oh.
No, September 25th. No, okay, so it wasn't. Yep, it wasn't. So, yeah, there's got to be a calendar or something. Yeah.
Oh, wait, which follows the employees? Yeah, it doesn't give the answer. You're right, dude.
There's got to be, I think, where, what's her name? Jerry Maguire. Come on. I think the chick from Jerry Maguire.
Oh, Renee Zellweger.
Yeah, I think she circles the calendar, dude, and puts like a heart over it or something, doesn't she?
There's got to be
something in the break room where she like circles the calendar. It's Rex Manning Day. Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
And then, little fun fact, a couple things. One, that movie was supposed to be over a 2-day span, and then they ditched a lot of plot, and it's only one day.
Oh.
Yeah, it's kind of lame.
Cool.
Number
all
two.
Right, that's cool.
All right, number two, the guy, you know the guy who sings Sugar High at the end with the dark hair? Mm-hmm. His name is Coyote Shivers in real life. And he, time of the movie, totally, for sure, at the time of the movie, he was married to Liv Tyler's mom.
Wow.
So he was Liv Tyler's stepdad for a little bit. Isn't that crazy? Yeah. Isn't that weird?
Mikey, that's fucking insane.
Yeah, yeah. And that's when Renee Zellweger looked the best. And, dude, they try to throw in that whole it's really quick, but they try to make it seem like Liv Tyler is like a fucking Adderall head.
Oh, yeah, the pills. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, and she's throwing them at her. I'm like, this hasn't been in the movie at all anywhere.
Yeah, no, it's very quick. Yeah,
it's weird.
Yeah. You know what movie I've rewatched recently? I don't think I mentioned on the podcast. Oh, Airheads.
What you got?
And this is very similar to Airheads.
I totally agree.
They all take place within the course of one day, and it's young kids and a radio music. It's very similar to Airheads. Absolutely.
Someone has a gun.
Yep. I'm telling you.
Someone has a drummer.
And, by the way, Airheads. Holy shit, is that a good rewatch? Oh,
dude,
my
I need to rewatch
God.
That.
Like,
I used to love that fucking
Mikey,
movie.
It is. And you know who's hilarious in it?
Who?
Chris Farley.
Steve Buscemi. Oh, yeah, as a cop.
Dude. I forgot. I was like, dude, and he's in it way more than like I thought. I thought he had like one scene in it. He's in like 5 scenes. It's fucking great. It's fucking great.
Doesn't he do a cartwheel towards the end as the cop? Or am I thinking of something
he
else?
He might. I don't know. He does a lot of stuff because he's trying to hold the crowd back. You know what I mean? He's very physical. Obviously, he's a physical guy.
This is when Brendan Fraser was a heartthrob.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Oh no, he was the
handsome man.
He's the lead singer of. Remember the name of the band?
Not Wild Stallions, obviously.
No, that's
can you give me what it starts with?
It's the something, and then two words.
Oh, it's the Lone Wolves?
You can't pluralize it. It's the Lone
Wolf.
Ranger.
That's
so it's the Lone Rangers.
Lone Ranger.
No, with an S, and then...
The Lone Rangers.
And then Joe Montana makes fun of him.
Joe Montana.
Like, you can't pluralize it. It's the Lone Ranger, you know, so...
Dude.
Yeah.
What happened to Joe Montana, dude?
It's good. And then I just...
Yeah.
Dude, you know what I did, bro? You know what I did?
What'd you do?
I watched Neverending Story... And then the next day, I said, oh, yeah, Stranger Things did something like that. What episode is that? Googled it. It's the season finale of season 3. So I went and just watched that episode just because I wanted to see that scene and stuff.
I remember it.
I finished,
with Dustin and the girl.
Yeah, and over the radio. And I finished that episode, and I'm like, oh, shit, you know what? Let me just start. I never rewatched Stranger Things. So I'm like, let me rewatch season 4. I watched last night the first episode of season 4.
Oh, shit.
Bro, it is fucking flawless.
Oh, really?
Dude, I forgot how horror-y they went with season 4. with Vecna and the Hellfire Club. He's like Freddy Krueger, basically. Like, it is done so fucking well. I watched the first episode. I might have watched the first two. I can't remember, but you know, so much time. I just can't remember. I was trying to go to bed, bath, and ground. I didn't know if I had time, you know. But dude, season four might be the best. I don't know, man. I am like two episodes
in. It was really solid.
Going, this is like what I want out of Stranger Things. This is what I want. It's good. It's, I don't know. It's just really, really, I forgot. Because season three is kind of, season two is kind of, you know, it's like.
One is great. One is great.
No, one's great.
Four is awesome.
One's great. Yeah. But then two gets a little eh. And then three with the whole Russian thing in the mall. And it's just like, looking back on it, you're just like, ugh. Like, well, how did,
too much.
Why did it turn into that, you know? And then starting season four, I'm like, oh, whoa, whoa. They're going back to like basics here with just this one villain who's like a Freddy Krueger. And they're working at the video store, fucking Steve and the girl, you know, they're working at the video store. And then L and them are in California and the fucking pizza kid and whatever. It's just like.
Pizza kid, I can't stand
it. I know, but I'm rewatching it. He's actually not bad.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like once you like know, like once you like know he's coming, it's not, he's not bad.
It's weird,
but I'm telling you, I've never rewatched Stranger Things. I always just watch it and then fuck you, see you later. So,
remember, Soul said he watched like every season.
That
three
Mikey,
times,
I thought of that when I was watching last night. I go, Soul,
shout out Soul.
So I love him. I go, Soul's probably watched season four eight times by now. You know, so
it's by far the best.
Did you know Vecna has a scene in the thing where I don't know. I'm Soul's man. I'm just the best, dude. I got three, four, five, six kids now, and
Who's keeping count?
You know, who's keeping count? Hey, I don't know. You know,
I have an Instagram, but I don't.
Yeah, exactly. It's just beer, dude. Just beer, bro. That's it, man. We love you, Soul's. We'll suck you. Get on over, Connecticut. We'll suck you off, dude. Don't fret.
Come on by.
But that's it. I just had to mention that because
I'm glad you did, dude.
Wrote it in my little gay journal because I was going to forget to continue to watch the show.
So I want
to finish season four because I'm like, I need to. Dude, Eddie? Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, Eddie's great.
The kid's
amazing.
Phenomenal.
He's great. Everyone loved him. He was a standout star.
It's fucking crazy. The kid is, dude, he's amazing in it. He's amazing in it.
I have his poster, dude, from Weirdos, the Carotid Coffin show.
Oh, you're
show
right. And you have a shirt, too. You have a Hellfire Club shirt.
Yeah.
I've seen you wear it. And I was like, what's that? Oh, Stranger Things. Yeah.
I'm a little gay sometimes for Stranger Things. Do we want me to
Dude, who's not? I got a figure shelf full of Stranger Things, man. Come on down, dude.
That's a great point.
Last thing I got to say.
Yep.
Before we sign off here, unless you have anything else.
No, I'm going to piss my brains out.
Dude, you know who thought they were going to fucking be like the next like big actor?
Who?
From Stranger Things.
Oh.
Is the, I forgot his name, the older brother of Max, the red-haired girl.
The British guy got caught with coke.
No. That's Jonathan. That's the guy who's in every season. That's what's-his-name's girlfriend. Boyfriend.
Yeah, but wait, who are you talking about? Say it one more time.
Are you peeing right now? If you're peeing right now, you got to be honest.
No, Mikey, how could I? I can't bring the mixer.
Oh, you sound like you're so far away. That's why I was like, are you peeing?
No. Sorry, I'm repositioning.
It would have been funny if you were peeing. That would have been podcast gold, dude.
I have nothing to pee in.
I don't know. You pee in a bucket or something? I don't know what the fuck you're peeing in.
But
I
sorry, I keep going.
No, Max's brother, the older brother, who's like evil in the third season. Remember, he's in the second season, but then he's evil in the third season.
Dude, he was in Power Rangers.
Exactly.
Yeah,
he thought he was going to skyrocket into being the next, like, whoever, Austin Butler or whoever. You know what I mean?
No, he thought he was going to be, like, the new Chris Hemsworth.
Exactly. And then he just, I haven't seen him in fucking anything, you know? So it's just funny how, like, you're so
hot.
Great point. When Stranger Things season three dropped, it's like, oh, this kid's going to be everywhere, and then gone.
Nope.
Then season four drops with Eddie. You're like, this kid's going to be everywhere, and haven't seen him.
He's starring in something big soon,
Good,
though,
I love it, because he's great. Yeah. So hopefully it goes through and doesn't get fucked, so.
Excuse me, I forget what though. It was pretty big though. It was like an ensemble cast.
You'll figure it out. We'll let you go pee. Let Mikey go pee.
Mikey, it's gonna be just as long as the last one.
I love it.
I appreciate it. I love all you guys, Mikey.
Yep.
Appreciate it. We'll see what happens.
Mikey's delusional right now. Yep. We did a quick episode, guys. We're gonna wrap it up. Mikey's gonna go pee. We love you. Thanks for tuning in.
As always,
this has been the distant, sick, but still goddamn present. Awesome and present.
Right. Thank you.
Cool.
Dopeless.
I can't do the H. I can do the shit. Ho.
Beans.
I hope you feel better, dude. Seriously.
Oh, thanks, man. Word. I was too hopeless. Now we too hopeless. I was too hopeless. Now I'm too hopeless. We were too hopeless. Now we too hopeless. Too, too, too. Don't miss hope. I was too hopeless.